So the pandemic has, of course, affected many healthcare systems around the country, including Essentia Health, which is located in northern Minnesota and operates many healthcare providers in northern Minnesota around the Duluth area. They recently announced that they are going to be laying off upwards of 900 of their healthcare workers. But is this necessarily the right decision, especially since they are actually receiving stimulus money? So joining us to talk more about this is the president of the United Steelworkers Union, Local 9460, which represents many of the workers that are going to be laid off. And joining us now from that union is Dina Hughes. Hey, Dina, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm good, Brett. How are you?
Hey, doing good here. So before we dive into it, I just want to get some background on the union, because the name is a little bit deceiving, being the United Steelworkers, but you, of course, do have many healthcare workers that are in your union. So can you tell us more about it, where these healthcare workers work, and what do they do?
Correct. You know, and we get that a lot, being associated with the steelworkers, being from healthcare. But, you know, steelworkers represent not just steel. They have paper, forestry, rubber, manufacturing, and service workers, like our healthcare workers. So our local up here, we have around 2,400 members in the northern Minnesota and northwest Wisconsin area. Most of our biggest contract is with Essentia Health. And we also represent workers at St. Luke's and Lake Superior Community Health and Ecumen Lakeshore. So we actually have almost every job title that's in healthcare that we represent. We have everybody from the janitors to the cooks, all the way up to RNs and even doctors.
So walk me through this timeline when Essentia announced all of these layoffs and who they said was going to be getting cut and how they were going to be affected in terms of their benefits. Can you walk me through that? Because it sounds like they said they were going to lay off, what, about 900 employees, with another 850 possibly losing their jobs as well?
Right. And, you know, this started way back in March when the COVID pandemic was just kind of making its way to our area. And we had worked out a great deal with the company where we furloughed a bunch of people, because Essentia came to us, you know, we knew that their patient volumes were down because the states of Minnesota and Wisconsin had restricted elective surgeries and those sorts of things. And we worked together with the company to kind of temporarily lay off people where they would still have health insurance and they were able to collect unemployment. But now, towards the end of May, they came to us and said that, you know, that wasn't something they were really looking at doing, and they were going to start moving ahead with permanent layoffs, you know, terminations. These aren't just, hey, you just kind of sit over there and you'll get your job back eventually. And so the 900, I mean, it's a huge number, and it's not just the people we represent. You know, we know that there's doctors, athletic trainers, just a mass amount of people who are being affected. And, yeah, basically they're saying, okay, we'll pay your insurance through the end of the month, and that's it.
Yeah, and that certainly makes the end of July a really critical time, since it sounds like another 850, well, I guess at this point they'd unfortunately be former employees, could lose their health insurance, which has a major, major impact, correct?
Exactly. And that's, you know, we've been doing layoff meetings with our members and with the company for the past 3 weeks. And that is one of the biggest worries for people, is what am I going to do now? You know, I had an awesome job, I had awesome coworkers, and now I have nothing. And it's really, really unfortunate that this employer is choosing to go down this avenue when there's so many other cost-saving options they could look at. But they just kind of have their mind made up.
So Essentia Health says their profits sagged by upwards of $100 million during the first 3 months of responding to the COVID-19 pandemic. They say they've reduced their compensation for people like their CEO and other company leaders and physicians by upwards of 40% respectively, according to the Star Tribune. And they've come to you and said they need to make these cuts. What's your response to what they've been saying about what they've been doing?
Well, there's some kind of, you know, there's twists to that truth. You know, when your CEO is making $1.6 million, it's kind of a slap in the face. But, you know, even on their website, they show that last year their excess of revenue after expenses was $98.3 million. And they do a lot of great things for the community and donations and that sort of thing. And it's kind of like maybe instead of, you know, terminating all these people, maybe you just won't be able to donate so much money this next year. And the cuts that they're making, you know, they just don't make sense right now. Because our communities need qualified healthcare workers. And, you know, they cut three or four of our janitors 2 weeks ago, which makes no sense to us at all, especially during the middle of a pandemic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we are more than willing. We have been trying to work with them to find other alternatives than permanent layoffs. And they just have no interest in it.
What sorts of alternatives would you think would be workable instead of these layoffs?
We would like to see the same situation that we were at back in March and April, where we can put people on an administrative leave, and they pay their share of the health insurance, and when the employer would just pay their cost of it as well. And so that way the expense to the company is minimal. And, you know, there's other companies, for example, Sappy Paper up in Cloquet. You know, that industry has been hit very, very hard as well during this time. However, they're working with the union, and they kind of have a rotating furloughs going on, so nobody will permanently lose their jobs right now. And I think that's just a great example of an employer working with the union and putting their employees first during this time.
We're speaking with Dina Hughes. She is the president of United Steelworkers Local 9460, which represents a number of healthcare workers that are unfortunately going to be laid off by Essential Health in northern Minnesota, which operates many healthcare systems in the northern Minnesota area. So obviously, yeah, the employees being laid off are certainly going to be affected by having a loss of income and then also losing their health insurance. But I think something that sometimes gets missed in this, too, is that people who have to end up at the hospital or other health care providers, they're going to be impacted, too, by having that reduced staff at those health services, correct?
Exactly. And you know what? We're seeing that now. A lot of our members have been talking with the patients because they're reaching out and saying how upset they are because of the lack of staff. And it makes it tough for patients to be seen. You know, when you're waiting on the phone for 40 minutes for a provider to get back to you, I mean, that's unfortunate, and that shouldn't be happening right now. And I think that the members in our communities are going to start seeing this impact more and more as this goes on, because when you have reduced staff, you have reduced access to quality health care.
So is there any sign that Essentia could possibly move a little bit on what they've been saying, or maybe go to the bargaining table saying maybe we won't lay off as many employees? What's been happening in the process?
In the process, you know, we have been enforcing the contracts and the language in our contracts, because our local has 10 contracts with Essentia. And by doing that, we have been able to save some jobs. As far as Essentia changing their mind completely, I don't see that happening, because you know we've been talking with them every day since March about the possibility of layoffs and everything. And you know what we would like to see is, you know, the community. We need the community's help too in this, and we need their support. And we know that they're getting upset with the way this is being handled, and then it just doesn't make any sense that Essentia is doing this. And what we would like to see is for those members of the community, the patients, you know, to reach out to Essentia and give them your feedback on this, because their phone number is on their website, and I do have that right here. It's 218-786-3019. 9-1. You know, we would like to see it because we know that Essentia values the opinions of its patients. And we think that maybe if we see more of that, we'll actually get their attention.
Yeah, one more time, that phone number you gave out, 218-786-3091. That is for Essentia Health. So I know you were alluding to this earlier, but are members of the community who aren't necessarily in their union, have they been in contact with Essentia saying, hey, we're upset by these layoffs since this is really going to affect the health care we potentially could be getting?
There have been a few that have been contacting Essentia. We have seen an uprising in letters to the editor about people's opinions on this. You know, and another thing, too, that I think Essentia may forget sometimes is that a lot of their employees are also patients of Essentia. So it's when you're essentially kind of kicking them to the curb, you know, without health insurance down the road, you know, that's going to impact the company as well.
So another thing that I was seeing in the article I was reading about, this is that apparently Essentia is eligible for stimulus money, too. Is that correct? And have they taken any stimulus money yet?
Yes, they are eligible, and they have. Back a couple weeks ago, they made the announcement that they had received $42 million in the CARES Act stimulus funding. But the more we kind of dug into that, that number is closer to $85
million. Oh, wow.
And it may go even higher because, you know, we're not finished kind of digging into that. So it's just kind of like, you know, that's taxpayers' money. And then you're turning around and, you know, just getting rid of these people, which is, it's so disappointing.
So what's the next steps in terms of what's going to be happening in this process and your union trying to fight to save some of these jobs?
You know, the next step, we're going to keep fighting. We have some more actions planned. On June 1st, we did a car caravan and informational picket in front of Essentia, which we got a lot of positive support and feedback from the communities. And we've taken up a couple billboards in the Duluth area, and there's going to be more to follow, kind of just highlighting how Essentia is the only healthcare provider in our area that is doing permanent layoffs right now. And it doesn't make any sense, but we're going to keep fighting, and hopefully, you know, we can turn things around because numbers are picking back up. You know, surgeries are opening, and we're seeing that now, that Essentia does have a lot of job postings on their websites.
So they're laying people off, but now they're still posting that they have job openings on their website.
Yes.
Does not make sense.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. And, you know, I think that they just finalized their deal with Mercy Hospital in Moose Lake, Minnesota, and buying them out. You know, which was another thing that we tried to highlight to the public. When you have a company or an employer that's saying, you know, we're losing all this money and we can't afford to keep all of our employees, but now we're going to be purchasing another hospital and acquiring even more employees. So I'm kind of afraid for those employees down there because they may be in danger of losing their jobs as well.
Just the entire situation. I mean, I've talked to other union representatives of hospitals on my show in the past. It just is unbelievable that we're in the middle of a global pandemic and we are laying off healthcare workers. I mean, I get the times are tough, especially with the loss of elective surgery for a number of months, but it's just incredible that we would be laying off healthcare workers in a time like this.
Yeah, it makes absolutely zero sense. It really does.
Well, Hopefully we can maybe get some changes from Essentia. Maybe they'll change their mind on that. But as you said, probably doesn't look to be the case. But hopefully you guys are able to at least save some of those jobs. We've been speaking with Dina Hughes. She is the president of United Steelworkers Local 9460. That's a union that represents many of the healthcare workers that work in the Essentia health systems. And Dina, I wish you the best of luck and appreciate the time today.
Oh, thank you, Brett. And I appreciate it as well, and hopefully, you know, to get our message out to even more listeners out there.